So while we see that Vice President Biden was declared the winner very early on in New York State, President Trump really inspired some passionate responses at the congressional level, where Republicans actually were able to take seats from Democrats. The one that's been watched the most, and the people probably are most familiar with, because I can't escape it on television, is what happened in the 11th congressional district, which is Staten Island and portions of southern Brooklyn. That's where Republican Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis handily beat Democratic incumbent Representative Max Rose. Now, there's still thousands of votes to be cast, but that was one of those 31 House seats in 2016 that Donald Trump carried. And then in 2018, in that big Democratic sweep, the Democrats managed to take it back. So there they've lost ground. In the case of New York State, one of the most important names that had a role in this contest was a name not on the ballot, and that would be Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City. I think a case can be made that young dynamic incumbent like Max Rose, he found himself having to kind of run against de Blasio a bit. And some of it has to do with the feeling that Mayor de Blasio just hasn't been a successful mayor, whatever his designation is, Democrat or Republican. And as a consequence for progressive Democrats, their brand has taken a hit. And somewhere like Staten Island, for instance, which is made up of a lot of civil servants, people that read the chief leader, cops, firefighters, the mayor is very unpopular.